Thank you so much for coming to my website today. I'm PJ, your internet pastor. That's right. Here to talk to you about two things. You and God. And does God hear your prayers? But before we get into that, we're going to listen to the late, great, fantastic pianist, one of my favorite, Chick Corea, from a great album called Expressions of a Solo Piano. And this number written by Will and Gershwin. Of course, you know, George and Ira Gershwin, back in the day. Nice number called My Ship, My Journey. While we're on this journey called life, does God hear us? Chick Corea, My Ship. And you know, his ship came for him. And Chick is no longer with us in life. But his legacy, his ambition, his dreams, his hopes remain with us. Because he has gobs of music that he recorded and left here for us to sample. Now, often you hear me speak of people that I don't like politically. And there's an awful lot of them because I don't vote. I don't subscribe to a party. But in this nice little book that I have called Strong and Beautiful Voices, quotations from Africans' thought and whatnot by Quinn Eli. And under the section called Confidence, I found a statement by Maxine Waters. Now, you know I'm not a fan of hers. I never have been, probably never will be. But I like what is stated in this little book of sayings. Maxine hit it right on the head. Humans have value and power to determine what happens. People who think they're victims haven't come to grips with their own power. Maxine was correct. You see, you may be wrong in one issue, but there's always another issue that's going to make you sound like the crowning Victorian. Does God hear our prayers? Nothing in the universe is attained by doing nothing. You must always give up something to get something. It's extremely basic. You can't fill a cup without giving up its contents first. You can't even move to a new place in the room without giving up the space that you occupy. In other words, sacrifice is a basic concept of our universe. Now that's a nice statement, a traditional Afro-Cuban right. Are you willing to give it up in order to gain? Well, I got to tell you, I've learned my lesson well. Does God hear our prayers? A couple of days ago, I told you on a webcast that I told God in my morning prayer, oh, it seemed like my heart would never get better, that I was just running into a brick wall, not accomplishing anything that I need to, and then God sent the answer in the form of a young man that said that his heart burned within him as he spoke to me on my front porch. There's a picture of the house right there. I'm doing the work. I'm painting it. Now, you're only going to see it once it's painted. You may not like the green that I've made it, but and there's a reason for it. Because I believe in earthen colors. I like that. Inside of my home will be that. Outside of my home will welcome that. I'm still in a state of progression. No, I don't have a lot of money. Of course not. Where did I get money to paint a house? And you know it cost you to paint a house these days. I didn't get any money to do that. I took some retirement funds that I got from working for the college system. I said, what the heck? My house is looking terrible. Why not paint it? I thought this way. I said, now, John, come on. You're 77 years old. What are you throwing away this money? Just let it look like that and use the money and go on a couple of sea cruises. Go to the Mediterranean. You've never been on a Mediterranean cruise. When COVID clears up, buy a ticket or go on a cruise with some friends of yours and just have a good time. Well, I've had enough fun in this life traveling. Everybody thinks that COVID is broken and everybody can get out there and do what they want to do. Well, I hope you can. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to stay home, wear my mask if I think that you're going to pollute me with something. Don't get it twisted. I got both of the vaccinations. Yes, I did. And they're talking about a third one. If the government so mandates it, I'm going to do that too, because you got to listen. Wait a minute. You know, I've been listening to all of, you know, these people that read their Bibles, and they're saying, no, John, I think that we're all being tricked. This could be the trick of the Antichrist to kill us all. Let me tell you something. My God is a mighty fortress. If it's going to take them to get together something like COVID to get rid of me, well, good riddance. I'm out of here, but I'm going to die doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm not worried about all this stuff. Yeah, I read my Bible. You know, I'm a retired pastor, but you know, I never retire, because what I do is I fill people with hope and ambition and desire and trust in God. Does God hear your prayer? He heard mine. I told him a couple of mornings ago when I got up, you know what? My chest is starting to hurt me all over. People are twisting me, bending me over backwards. I don't feel like hollering at them anymore. I'm not hollering at anybody anymore. I still think about that lady that I saw yesterday. I said good morning to her, and that white woman looked at me on my street. I'd never seen her around here, gentrification, you know. But I have to check it, because I don't want to get angry at white people, because no, that's what white privilege will bring you to. I'm going to walk my dog up and down the street, and if I see that ugly woman, I'm going to say good morning the second time to you. Why? Because I have a disposition about me that your ignorance is not going to drag me down to your level. Does God hear my prayers? Sure he does. Does he hear yours? As long as you're not carrying around you a sourpuss look on your face. More evidence is coming out about that guy that shot up the folk in San Jose yesterday. The man was making about $100,000 a year. Try to burn down his own house and go to the job and mess up the lives of 8 families. Can you believe that? Choosing people he's going to waste. Well, I don't like them, so I'll get rid of them, and I'll get rid of, and then when the popo comes in, I'm going to cowardly blow my own brains out. That's the kind of world we live in. People sick. Does God hear our prayers? I'm going to tell you, if there wasn't a God, I'd feel a little perplexed and in turmoil. But since I know that there is, I know that there is going to be, in my own mind, from what I've studied about God, eternal punishment for that man. Eternal. In other words, that man may have thought, now, well, I'll just get rid of myself because I'm tired of paying taxes and I'm tired of what I hear on the news. You know, he reminded me of a lot of the people that stormed the Capitol building in January. He reminds me of that mentality. They listen to a lunatic and then they start acting like one. And you know, it doesn't make any difference whether you Democrat or Republican. You listen to a lunatic and you start acting like a lunatic. You think God hears your prayers? Oh, hell no. What you talking to God for? And wait a minute, let me get this straight. Let's get this straight. For every human being on this planet, around this globe, I'm talking about that one God for all the people, all the people. You can come from a different culture. You can eat different food, wear different clothes than I, but you kill another human being the way this creep killed those people in San Jose. And then you're going to ask the question, does God hear his prayer? No, there is going to be eternal retribution in some kind of a way. That man's soul, that man's life power, that man's ability to think and to read. The man was making, I heard on the news, over $100,000 a year working in that organization. He had a house. He had 2 cars parked in front of his house. Dressed up like a madman, putting guns in his truck, and then going to work, making other people's lives miserable for the rest of their lives, ruining people's journey in life. His ship sunk when he put the bullet in him, wherever he shot himself at. But I will tell you this, this I do know about God, because my book tells me that. The book says, first comes death. In other words, you're going to die. And then it says, and after this, the judgment. If there's any verses that I believe in the Bible, I believe that one. Oh, you're going to die. And then the second, the 110th percent of a what not second, immediately you will be judged by a just God. Does God hear my prayers? I hope he hears this one. Lord, may each of us that live as humanoids on this planet, if we treat any other human as horrible as that human did, may we suffer the wrath of your existence and your justice forever as a sign of our obedience to live right and treat our fellow man with dignity and respect. If someone comes to your door hungry and say, listen, I saw you making that tuna salad. Could you give me a wheat? Give me mine on week with a little mayo on there and maybe a dill pickle. I haven't eaten in 3 or 4 days. I'd make him more than a tuna sandwich. Yes, I would. You hear the birds chirping outside in my home? You can barely, because all my windows are sealed and everything. They're getting ready to paint my house tomorrow. They're just sealing up the cracks today. But let me tell you something. God does not hear you if you do not put forth the disposition and attitude. You better listen to me, and you don't need to go to a shrink, a psychiatrist for this. If you don't love everybody you meet, and those of you out there that want to beat up on Asian people now, because you're hearing the news about where this virus came from. Here you want to attack an Asian citizen of this country because you want to put a whipping on them to get back at the Chinese people. You know, you too will suffer the wrath of God. You ignoramus. Man, there is an awful lot of ignorant people on this planet today. And many of you would say, well, John, I think that you're an ignoramus. 77 years old. Nobody's listening to you. Oh, no. Friend, you are right now. You're my captive audience. You're the reason I made the webcast. No. I'm talking about the one that want to kill somebody. You're the one listening. I'm telling you that before you do it, and I may be the person that you're opting to kill, I don't care. Because I know that after I die, there's another great verse of scripture that I used to love sharing this with the congregation. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon God. And God is saying, John, I will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on me. I don't need a therapist. I don't need a psychiatrist. I don't need nobody to tell my troubles to. I don't need another wife. I don't need a husband. I don't need a girlfriend. I don't need a boyfriend. I don't need any friends. I have a friend that sticks by me closer than a brother would. Oh, yes. I recall when the painter was sealing up everything, and I had to close the doors of my house, and I felt a little claustrophobic, you know, shut in and everything. And then I said, oh no, if I'm in a jail cell for the rest of my life, I'm not alone. Y'all don't feel me yet. You talking about, does God hear your prayers? Do you know God? Do you know God like that? Do you know, God, like if you were shut up in a closet, the door locked, all the shades down and the windows drawn, and you didn't have a speaker to listen to your Motown music on, and you didn't have an iPad, an iPing, an iPong, an iPhone, an I nothing. If you only had one eye, no eyes, would God hear your prayer? When you say, Lord, I'm lonely here. You know what I like to do? I like to go to my YouTube page. Just go to John Cole, J-O-H-N-C-O-L-E, 1234. That's my YouTube page. Listen to some of my old work. I love to do it. I love to hear me preach. Because I forget putting the outline together, the sermon together, the thoughts together. I don't know what prompted me to put the thing together. And at 77, when I go and listen to me, I just get so much joy. You know why I don't go to church on Sunday morning? I don't have to go to church. I can go to John Cole, 1234, and I know that I'm listening to somebody telling the truth about God, because I've always loved God with my heart, soul, mind, and everything about me. And I love life, too. I love hanging out with friends, killing a couple of bottles of wine, and having a couple of bottles of sparkling water right next to me, because... You know, you got to. No, PJ is not a wine bibber. I'm just saying I like the way it makes me feel merry on the inside of my heart. Well, the Bible said wine maketh the heart cheerful. And I like to be cheerful. Do I love God? Yes. Does God hear my prayer? Yes. I'm setting up something because I'm getting my house all beautified. I'm going to have plants around here. Plant things. Man, I better hurry up and get outside. It's going to be 75 degrees in Los Angeles today, and I want to finish pulling those weeds in the backyard in my garden. And as I watch my house come together and paint it green, I want to plant the seeds of good carrots and cabbage and squash and more greens and beans and things like that that can feed the body and the mind and keep me healthy. And I can give it away to the friends that come and visit me. I'm the same John Coleman. Listen to me. Those of you that allowed religion to clog your minds. Those of you that allowed, yeah. You know what? I subscribed yesterday to Ringo for Life, Ringo TV. I subscribe. I haven't spoken with Ringo since 2006. I look forward to, and you may go to his page and say, that young man is vulgar, and he ain't no vulgar than I am. And enjoying life on a level that only God can permit. And he's asking the right kind of questions and making the right kind of statements and not using camouflage language. I don't use camouflage language anymore. If you get on my case, I say, damn it, I'm finished with you. Get the hell out of my face. I'm done with you. You understand that? You don't bring me a peace and joy and happiness. You bring me sorrow. You give me heartburn. I don't want to have anything else to do with you. You haven't learned your lesson yet, and you're around a man that spews peace, and you bringing something over here to mess up my peace, you need to get the hell out of my life. And don't ever let me see you again. I don't care whether you like me, love me, think about me. Don't never think about me. I think about myself every day of the week, every moment of my life. I'm thinking about me. And I'm thinking about many of you that are my friends that either come to my Facebook page or here personally to my website and listen to me spew on. I'm trying to share something with you. If you want to live a long life and you want to live a satisfied life and you want to live a happy life, get negative people out of your life completely. People that's going to come up to you and say, oh, you're going to hell. You know what you need to do? You need to look at that. You need to look at that person, and you need, man, you don't. You know what? I wish somebody would come and tell me that. I wish it would. You know, when people try to tell me that they think I'm going to hell, I said, I think you better go to my YouTube page and listen to me. That's still me. One preacher friend of mine told me, John, I think you've lost your mind. I haven't lost my mind. My mind has expanded into this new age. Listen, I was called to preach in 1982. Listen, I was called as a believer by God in 1967. Listen, I was called to quit being a pastor in the church in 2016. And here it is, 2021. One, and I'm still loving God and relishing in what he's giving me. What if you, what does your journey look like? Does God hear your prayer? See, when I retired from being a college professor, and I had to because my heart was messed up. Last day, I think I've told you the story. Last day on the campus teaching that semester, it was around Christmas time. And I said, ooh, my goodness. I had just locked up the classroom in the building, and I had to go to the humanities office to sign out. I had to get something out of there, check my box or whatnot. And I told myself, that's it. I'm done. I'm done with this. Just like I was done with preaching, I was done with doing that because my heart was letting me know. Now, thank God, when I get tired, I can sleep in 2 or 3 days. I can rest my heart. I can listen to Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, or Jay-Z if I want to. If other people don't like my music, they don't have to listen to my music. I have young men coming by my house. I had a young man call me yesterday. Can I come by to see you? I said, yes, sir, son. You come by anytime you want to visit me. I've had my COVID shots. If you come by sick, get that hell out of my house. I don't want you around me. I'm just real with it. Church folk, I used to be church folk, but I'm not churchy. No, I think that the day for church folk is over. If you don't know enough about God, between you and God, that God will hear your prayer, what are you going to church folk and having them pray for you for? I had a young lady requested me to pray for her because she's on a new line of chemotherapy. I almost said to little KK, is what I used to call her, talk to God yourself. Because you know what? And you know the way I answered her? I said, I prayed that God's will be done in your life. Because when it comes time to me and I find I have something growing in me that can't nobody get rid of but chemo, I'm just going to say, God, you handle it. I hope he gives me enough strength to do a webcast until I drop dead. The last day I can do it. Hope I got enough strength to say, well, this is it, folks. God is letting me know your time is up. Does God hear your prayers? What kind of a relation do you have with God personally? Oh, I'm not preaching with you. That one God is a God of all the people on the globe, all of us. All of us. And when we get down and out, we got to talk to I don't know whether God is a he or she. I don't care about that. I don't think he's a he because when I think of a he, I think of me. But I think of the Spirit of God being this all-powerful, all-wise, all-encompassing power pack, like a battery that can charge my battery. And that's what most of us need. We need our batteries recharged. And God is good at that, at recharging them. So let me end up. I don't need but 30 minutes for this cast today. Make sure that everything that we're doing is bringing glory to God and not to ourselves. All right, we're going to continue to listen to some Chick Corea, and I don't know I didn't know what time it was. Time for me to say bye-bye. Thanks for coming to my website. God bless you.